This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
Ramble.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're talking about why ASMR gives us tingles. And if you're new to the show, in a little bit, I'm going to get 3 guesses to come up with the answer to why ASMR gives us tingles. But first, let's talk a little bit about ASMR. You know what? I feel like the ASMR trend is kind of on the come down. I'm not going to lie. I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't know if people still are into ASMR, but I remember when it was a huge thing. Like, I'd go on YouTube and my whole explore page would just be literally like weird ass ASMR videos, like slime, crinkly slime, nail tapping, eating. Ugh, the eating ones make me literally so incredibly nauseated. Like, oh my God. Talk about just disgusting, okay? Like, the last thing I want to see is somebody just smacking on a fucking, like, chicken wing with, like, the whatever the part of the microphone that makes it really sensitive, like, all the way turned up, like, to the point where, like, it's just, like, that makes me so upset. So, like, I've listened to ASMR a few times. I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I definitely am very familiar with it. So I'm still curious about why it gives us tingles, even though, to be quite honest with you guys, I've actually never gotten tingles from ASMR. There, I said it. I haven't. Maybe I just haven't listened to it enough. I've also never listened to ASMR with headphones on. That could change everything. But I don't know. I've never really given it the chance. Maybe after this episode, I will go home. And I'm going to go listen to some ASMR of somebody eating, like, chicken wings. And then just get all the tingles going. Enough talking about my personal ASMR relationship with ASMR. Let's get to the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is braingasm. Braingasm is a tingling response in the head or neck in response to sensory input. ASMR, which stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, is another term for this phenomenon, but you can guess which word I prefer. That's right, it's ASMR, which is just ASMR. Is it ASMR? Like, oh, I cannot breathe, I have ASMR. No. Is it? Who knows? Braingasm!
Okay, so this word is very PG-13 for me. Literally, if you are under 13, turn this off and tell your mom. Like, right now. Tell her you're not allowed to listen to this. Okay, so, I mean, I guess ASMR gives you a braingasm. Whatever the fuck. Is that even a word? Somebody get your fucking Webster out. Like, I don't even feel like that's a fucking word. I feel like that's just like a joke. Is this just one big meme? Am I being pranked? Bring out the cameras. Am I being pranked? There's no way that that's a fucking word. It's a word? Okay, do you know what? Then do you know what? If fucking braingasm is a word, I think funnest should be a word. Okay? You know what? Funnest actually fucking makes sense. And I've been saying it for years. And it's still not a word. Whereas then we over here have braingasm. Braingasm has its own special part in Webster's dictionary, and funnest doesn't yet. That's not chill to me. There's nothing chill about that. Whatever. But now that we have that little nugget of information to work with, let's get started with our three guesses as to why ASMR gives us tingles. Tingles. Let's get right into it, bitch. Guess number one. I feel like ASMR relaxes your ass to a whole new level. I feel like the level of relaxation that you reach while listening to ASMR is virtually unmatched. Like, from what I've heard, not really experienced because I'm not a huge ASMR gal, but from what I've heard from others, it makes you so fucking chill. You might as well be high, like, at that point. And so, when you know when you're really relaxed and you kind of start to just, like, feel yourself slipping out of your own mind? You know what I mean? Like, you get so fucking chill and so relaxed that you don't even feel like you're in your own body anymore. I feel like that's what could happen while listening to ASMR. Has it happened to me? No, but I'm just guessing. This is a hypothesis, okay? This whole fucking podcast is just one big fat hypothesis. So just let me be stupid. This could be completely wrong, but fuck it, okay? So once you reach this ultimate state of relaxation, your body starts to get nervous. Because it's like, why am I so fucking chill right now? Like, I am so chill. And I don't know if it's the back of your mind. I'm going to say that. The back of your mind starts to freak out because it feels like it's losing control to the ASMR. Because your body's now so relaxed that if somebody was banging on your front door and trying to rob you, you're so fucking chill because of the ASMR, you wouldn't even get up or care. Okay? So your body starts to subconsciously freak the fuck out. And in return, you get chills. You would get goosebumps because your body's scared, but you don't even know that you're scared because it's your subconscious mind battling with your physical body. Your physical body's so fucking chill and your mind is fucking scared because it's losing control of you to ASMR. You're being possessed by ASMR. And therefore, you get goosebumps subconsciously. That's it. Okay, whatever. I have two more guesses, so I'm not even going to get upset. Okay? I'm just going to keep going. This one stumps me, but that doesn't mean I don't have guesses. Like, I'm definitely stumped about this one because I feel like this one is going to be something that is not common sense to figure out. I feel like this is something where you would have to have studied human biology for 17 years and gotten a degree for it to truly understand. Then again, I don't know. It could be something simple like your body likey, ASMR get tingly. That could be it too. So we'll see. All right. So moving on to guess number two. Guess number two is gonna make everyone uncomfortable, including me. But I have to put it out there because it's a potential. Okay? I have a weird feeling that something about ASMR is a little bit sexual. And I know that that's gross, everybody, but it's fucking natural and that's how you were born. So fucking get over it, okay? All of the eighth graders watching this are fucking like, and do you know what? Relax. Do you just like the sounds I made? I literally, I don't know. I think I need therapy after making that sound. What? Am I okay? I literally never want to hear that sound again. Holy shit. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to come back from that moment just now. But anyway, I think that there's a sexual element to ASMR that all of us are acting like isn't there. But I know, I'm convinced that there has to be something there. Like, why are people coming back? You know what I mean? Why is it that enjoyable? They have to be in some way orgasming from the experience or something in order for it to be something that people are so obsessed with. Like, not to get too in detail about this for my younger audience, but like sex culture is very, it's a big part of our culture, you know? Like, I mean, it is basically like humans, it's a huge part of how humans live day-to-day life, as bad or good as that may be. And so if ASMR had like a little sexual element, like we wouldn't be really that shocked now, would we? I mean, I wouldn't. That would just make sense. I feel like what it is, oh my God, this is so creepy. Let me try to put this in a way that's less creepy so that no one is uncomfortable, or at least we can take the uncomfortable levels down a few pegs. Okay, so you know in that, I think it's a Jason Derulo song or maybe something like that, where it's like, hey, little mama, how you doing? Let me whisper in your ear, tell you something you might like to hear. Okay, so like, I feel like when you listen to that song and that part of the song comes on, if you don't get a little bit tingly, I think you're sociopathic, okay? Like, maybe the whispering from ASMR makes you feel some type of way and you get tingles. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm not uncomfortable, but I just feel like you are, and that's why, like, now I am an open book, okay? I'll talk about fucking anything. You give me a topic, I'll talk about it. That's actually a lie. I do have a few boundaries, but, like, most of them are pretty open, okay? But, like, that was painful for me because I know you're in the car, like, or you're, like, in the hallway at school right now, and you're just like, ew. I get it. You know what? But, like, everyone just relax. Am I right or wrong? So I just basically went all vulnerable on y'all for fucking nothing. That wasn't even the right answer. Like, I literally just opened up to all you guys, and that shit was just wrong. Like, I had to really go there, right? Like, maybe that just says something about me. Like, is my mind in the gutter? I don't fucking know. Okay. Moving on.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
And last but not least, for guest number 3 is this. Now, I've never got tingles from ASMR before because I've never listened to it with headphones. So I have a weird feeling that for ASMR to work properly, you have to be wearing headphones. And you're probably like, what does this have to do with anything? Okay, I have a weird idea, okay? What if when you're listening to ASMR with headphones on, the vibrations that the headphones make when the ASMR is playing in your ear tickles your inner ear and gives you goosebumps? Because you know when somebody like lightly tickles you and you're like, eh, then you get goosebumps, right? Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I feel like that's one of the times I get goosebumps or like gets tingles is when like if I get lightly tickled, then it's like, ah, and then like it's like, you know what I mean? So what if the vibrations from the headphones on your ears give your whole body goosebumps because your ears, like I feel like the effect, like things that you hear can affect your body. Like, right? Like, there's, like, definitely some sort of connection there. It's not just, like, if your finger gets cut off, the rest of your body's fine. I mean, usually. But, like, when something happens in your inner ear, like, that can affect a lot more shit. So, like, if you're listening to some tingly-ass shit, it just makes sense that your whole body's gonna get tingles. I don't know. Maybe that's just, like, maybe I'm just being fucking stupid. This one's hard, okay? Like, I'd like to see you come in here and sit down and guess this shit. You'd be saying the same shit as me. You wouldn't know. But maybe I'm right. Let's find out. Yeah! Oh my God, yes! Okay, so like, you know what? I'm big smart. There, I said it. That is my genius moment of the day. Okay, we don't have a lot of them. Whole podcast is stupid, but right now is genius. Let me have this moment. Round of applause. I'm so proud of myself. So far, while filming this podcast, I've really been pulling shit out of my ass, and I think it's not going to stop anytime soon. Let's hear what the actual answer is verbatim.
Hello, I'm Professor Flula Borg, here with the answer to...
Why does ASMR give you the tingles? ASMR may be linked to synesthesia, a condition where sensory input experienced by one sense is perceived simultaneously by another sense. New evidence about synesthetes indicates that synesthesia is at least partly determined by genes influencing brain development. It's possible ASMR is determined by similar gene activity. Oh. Also, the more you watch ASMR videos and experience it, the more your body and brain potentially develop a tolerance to ASMR. If you stop watching the videos for 1 or 2 weeks, most people say that the ASMR sensations normally return. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Weird. So weird. I don't really get why people like it so much, and it kind of grosses me out. Like, there's something a little bit... you know what? I'm not going to judge because I haven't listened to it. There's something a little bit sexual about it that kind of scares me. Just a little bit. Like, is it a kink? Okay, do you know what? I have kids listening to this. But I don't know. There's something a little bit sus about ASMR to me. I feel like it's almost a dark thing. Maybe I'm just being dramatic. But then again, you know what? Whenever the slime ASMR videos come up on my Explore page, you best believe I'm clicking that shit. I'm not getting any tingles or anything, but it's still really nice to enjoy. So I guess I'm not going to hate on it too hard. Okay, so now that we're done making our guesses, I was right. Not trying to flex, nothing like that. None of that. It's time to kind of wind down, you know, because I'm not done talking to you guys yet. I still want to talk to you guys a little bit more, but our main fun is over. So let's just talk about whatever. What do I want to talk about today? You know what? I don't want to talk. I want to whisper. Okay. Everybody, now listen to me. We're going to do a little ASMR segment. Now, if you're listening to this at night, close your eyes. Okay. Now, if you're listening to this during the day, close your eyes. I don't care. You can daydream with me for a second. Let me be your muse. So I thought we'd do a little meditation ASMR, okay? I just want to make you feel something. That was not supposed to be inappropriate. You can take it as you will, okay? Now listen to me. I want you to think about birds. Yes. I said it. Think about birds flying through the air, light as a feather. Now think about if you were a bird, okay? Just flying through the air with other birds. One of the birds poops. You're like, man, that sounds fun. You poop too. It lands on someone's head at the beach and they throw a rock at you, but you don't fucking care. Because you're a bird, and birds don't give a fuck about anything, okay? Now you get back to your nest. Your wife is there, or your husband is there. Your babies are there. And you start regurgitating a worm for them, okay? All of your little babies eat it. And then you go to sleep. The next morning you wake up, and you do it all over again. Imagine that. Are your eyes still closed? Do you feel relaxed? If you're listening to this while driving and your eyes have been closed this whole time, I'd recommend that you open them. Because someone's gonna die if you don't open them. And who knows who it's gonna be. But we don't want that. Because you need to be like a bird. Not giving a fuck. Not causing any problems. Just being yourself. Regurgitating worms for your babies. Now remember that throughout your day. I hope you feel relaxed. Why do I feel relaxed? Like, I feel fucking chill as hell. You know what? I don't like really listening to ASMR, but I like giving it. Like, I could literally do that, what I just did right now, for the next 3 days straight, and I'd never need to do anything else. Like, I just had a great fucking time. Straight up, I feel meditated. That's like equivalent to like journaling for me, because I've actually been journaling recently. So, speaking of things that make me feel relaxed and of journaling, I'm about to tell you guys some stupid shit I've been doing. It's not stupid though. I'm saying it's stupid just so that I seem cool, but like I actually really fuck with this. So I thought I'd give you guys a little token of knowledge from me, which doesn't really mean much, you know, because it's me, but whatever. So I was having, this is not going to get that deep here, but it might sound like it's going to, but I'm just going to tell you it's not. You know, I was stressed out for a while there for a few months, whatever, like anxious, like just fucking like a mess overall. Like, you know, just normal day-to-day shit that we're all dealing with. I'm not special, okay? But I was talking to one of my friends about it, and she's older. Like, she's like in her 20s. She's very mature, like knows what the fuck is up and gives great advice. And she was like, you need a 5-minute journal. And I was like, okay, so no. I was like, you think I'm gonna fucking journal every day? I was like, bitch, you're tripping. I am not fucking journaling. I was like, no. She was like, Emma, I swear to God, go on Amazon, buy a fucking journal, stop being a stubborn piece of shit, and every night before bed, just write in a journal for 5 minutes about whatever the fuck you want. She was like, I swear to God, it will help you so much. And I was like, all right, like whatever. And I mean, at the time I was kind of desperate for like something that would give me a little bit of mental structure, if that makes sense, like and help me not like cope with my problems, because it wasn't like I had problems, but just like gather my thoughts and kind of put things into perspective. You know what I mean? And so I started 5-minute journaling every night. And I've been doing it for probably a month now, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. And I mean, I missed a few days, like when I was at Coachella, I missed. And like, I've had a few other days where I missed, but like, I've genuinely been really fucking enjoying it. And I am so anti this shit. Like, I wish you knew. Like, my mom's always like, you need to meditate, you need to do yoga, you need to journal, you need to write a book, you need to fucking go to sleep, you need to wake up, you need to fucking take your vitamins, and you like, and I'm always like, she's like, you need to read poetry and you need to listen to ASMR. Just kidding, she didn't say that one. But, and I'm always like, do I look like I have time for that shit? No. I've tried meditating, I hate it. I mean, I'm just like really, really have trouble relaxing. So like, that's just not, I mean, as you can probably tell, like consistently on drugs at all times. So not actually, but like, it seems like it. I'm always on X Games mode. So like for me, like relaxing is not in the cards. So, you know, that didn't work. This is just really great because I feel like it gathers my thoughts, right? And then the next day, it's really interesting to see like, oh shit, I wrote about this thing that was bothering me yesterday, but I woke up this morning and it's not even bothering me anymore. But it bothered me enough to write about it in my fucking journal. I had 5 minutes to write about whatever I wanted, and I wrote about this, and now it doesn't even bother me anymore. And it really puts things into perspective. It shows how quickly things evolve, and it's really refreshing. And it like, so then when, you know, the next time you're going through some shit, let's say you're stressed out because you have a awful work week ahead, or you have a lot of homework, or you have finals, or like fucking some shit happened with your friend group, stuff like that. And then, you know, a week later you look back at your journal and saw and see what was bothering you the week before, and you're like, I don't even give a fuck about that anymore. And it just makes you feel good to know how quickly things can change. Also, it's just nice to do that before bed, because it helps you go to sleep. Instead of going on your phone and seeing shit that's negative, or seeing some girl who like face-tuned everything, and then you're comparing yourself, and then you're like, oh my God, why don't I look like that? And then it's because she's not being honest. Or, you know, somebody's telling you you're so fucking gross on your Instagram and shit. Instead of looking at that stuff before you go to bed, now you're improving yourself and going to bed on a good, healthy, calm, relaxed note. I'm not one to say this stuff. I'm the farthest from it, but I mean, I'm really into it. I like, you can ask all of my friends. I have sleepovers with my friends a lot because I don't like being alone and I live by myself. And so my friends are always at my house. And so there, I at least have one friend at my house every night, which is basically my two fucking best friends, but whatever. And they're always like, Emma, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm fucking journaling. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm literally going to start a fucking blog about this. I'm gonna have a health blog about this. And they're just like, shut up, whatever. And I do it every night. And they literally see me doing it. And they're like, wow. Like, she's actually, they haven't tried it yet. I haven't been able to talk them into it. And neither has my friend who showed me it. They just, I'm the only one that listened. But I'm glad I tried it. It's just really personal and really refreshing and really, really beneficial. So take what you will from that. I mean, if you're not down, then you're not down. But I mean, but also hide that shit. Like, I hid my journal. My journal is nowhere. If you try to find my journal, you're not finding it. Because there's tea in it. There's so much tea in it. You know? Like, I'm like, like, Jesus Christ. Like, I can't even begin. But like, I'm writing about shit that's genuinely bothering me. And like, I never put names in it because I'm not a fucking idiot. But like, I mean, then again, like, if you know, you know. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in it, you know you're in it. So like, I don't know. It's not like a fucking burn book. But it's like, if someone, it's not even about that. It's like, it's more just like, this person was rude to me today. And like, I'm just trying not to let it bother me. Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? But it's very personal. Like, I really open up to it like it's my best friend. It's a great place to vent. Now I'm starting to just sound like a 7-year-old who has a diary. And it's like, oh my God, this is like a literal journal entry from when I was like in third-ish grade. And I had a crush on this kid named Max. And I remember it was like, I was literally in third grade. I don't even know if this happened. I hope I can find this diary one day and fucking take a photo of this diary entry. It's so fucking funny. It was like, today, I was in third grade. Listen to my diary entry. I drew a picture too, but whatever. I was like, today Max called me hot. I think he's really cute too. Yay. Or some stupid shit like that. I was in third grade and a kid was calling me hot. Number one, I definitely was not even, obviously I wasn't hot in third grade, number one. But number two, I don't even think anyone is like, I just look like every other fucking third grader. How do you like distinguish another third grader from the next? They're all the fucking same. They're all the same height. They all like the same things. And they all like the same fucking snacks. Okay? All of them love Goldfish. There's literally no difference between third graders. They're all the fucking same. Like, one may act up a little bit more than the other, but at the same time, they all act up. So, like, I don't know what he saw in me, but, like, I'm not mad. You know? Like, I mean, I'm honored. But, you know, I guess I've been journaling for a while longer than I thought. I've been just journaling about my issues. Actually, apparently in third grade, I didn't have any. Apparently, life was pretty easy back then. Max was calling me hot. I mean, I don't know. Must have been doing something right. All right, well, I'm done talking your ear off. You can go back to your life now. I hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed. I'm Emma Chamberlain. That was Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Have the best day of your life and go write in your diary. I dare you.